With your permission, this is in Sefer Melachim, chapter 20. I believe this is the first real war with Syria in the Tanakh. Until now, in Sefer Shoftim and Shmuel, and Melachim, the main wars took place with Palestine, mainly. What we call in the Tanakh, Plishtim. Gaza, all this Hamas, Fatah, PLO. And this is the first time, I believe, if maybe I have a mistake, maybe it's the second time, that we have or we're going to have a war with Syria.
This kind of war is coming for Syria this week to be with us, right?
Uben Adat, maybe we should tell him to look at an internet after this year, how to handle it. Ben Hadad, it's a very strange name. Ben Hadad. Oh, the boy. You call him the son of Hadad. Hadad sounds like Jewish, doesn't sound like a Syrian name. And again, we're not sure exactly what the name is all about. It says his father is Hadad. And he is the son of Hadad. That's called Ben Hadad. So what's his name? What's really his name? Why the Nabi doesn't tell us his name? Probably had the first name. Everybody that's called after his father still has a name. Not a big question, but for the answer maybe it's going to help. Ben Hadad, Melech Aram, the king of Aram, Aram is Syria, Kabat, the Kol Chela, 32 Melech, Ito, Jesus, Varachet. He called up another 32 kings, with chariots and horses, Vayal, Vayatso, Shomron, Vayelachemba. He decided he's going to make a siege on Shomron. Shomron was the capital of the 10 tribes. At the time, Ahab is the king of Israel right now. And he's making a siege. He's coming all the way from Syria. And Shomron is around, if we say, a little bit south of Tveria. So he's making a siege, this is the capital, and the king is inside, and he's coming to make a war. He sent a messengers to Ahab, to the city. So the messenger has a message. This is chapter 20. But please don't say the answer right away. I know you don't know, but soon you're going to know. Please don't say it right away. So Ben Hadad, this is chapter 20. Melachim Aleph. Ko amar Ben Hadad. This is how Ben Hadad says, Kaspecha uzeavcha lihu, I own your silver, or your coins, your gold, and Ashecha v'necha tevim liyem, I own your wives, your boys. What it means is that he wants it, Chachamim says, what he meant is, he wants everybody hostage right away, and he wants him to just give him everything that he owns. The Gemara says that Ahab was one of the kings that ruled the whole world. And this guy, Ben Hadad, can you imagine, is not only going to attack him, he's going to put him down completely. Completely. He's going to tell him, everything that you own belongs to me. It means just give up your kingdom. Ve'yan, melech Yisrael v'yim kidvarcha, Adoni ha'melech lecha ani v'chol ha'sheli. Simple explanation, that Ahab says to him, you're right, you know, I belong to you. I don't know why you answer him like this. What nonsense is this? Simple explanation, he's afraid of him. I don't know why he's afraid of him. Doesn't make sense. The Gemara said, Ahab malach v'kipah, that he had, soon you're going to see how many people war underneath Ahab. Not only the war underneath Ahab, the Gemara says soon that Ahab was so powerful that he captured, the Gemara says, a lot of countries. What he used to do after he captured the country, he used to take the son of the king of that country and he had over 200 kids from countries, from states that he ruled, all war in the palace of Ahav. This was like a collateral that Ahav is holding in case those people are going to rebel, he's going to slaughter his son.
Because one of the kings of the world.
Yeah, one of the kings. So powerful. Here comes one king, it's called Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria. He comes, he makes a siege. Of course he has 32 kings along with him, but Ahav has more than 200 kings that he rules. He tells Ahav, I own you everything that you have. Give me your children, your wife, all your silver, all your coins, and your gold. And Ahav said to him, yes. He agrees with him. No negotiation. He tells him, you're right. Everything that I own belongs to you. Why are you answering like this? The messengers came back. And Hadad said, "Ki shalachti elecha lemor kasachal zavchal nashecha avanecha alititen." I told you, I meant it. I meant you should send me those things that I mentioned. It's not only that I want you to admit that whatever you own, it's mine. I want you actually physically to get it. He didn't do it. Then the king came. This is chapter 20. Melachim Aleph. King Ta'et Macha. Tomorrow, it means next time, Eshlach et Avadai Elecha Vesul Betcha Elvatei Avadecha. They come and they're going to take everything. I'm sending my soldiers to clean up everything. Also, Bayakol Mahmad Enecha Yasinu Biyadam Melakahu. Also, the Gemara says what he meant, that he's going to take the Torah. What he means, that time was we have at the Feast of Hamikdash. In the Feast of Hamikdash we had inside the Hamikdash the broken Luchot and the good Luchot and the Sefer Torah. Three items. Machloket the Gemara, if everything was inside the Hal, the Ark, or the Sefer Torah was on a shelf next to it, he wants it. Well, I don't want it. It's a very valuable thing. It's a thing that, you know, that came from Shammai. Today you have to send astronauts to pick up a little stone from the moon. Here it's a direct thing, not from the moon, from Hashem. You know, a piece from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like a sapphire, you know, the Gemara says. And maybe later he wants, I don't know, it's antique. I don't know what he wants. You have it to Rabbi. You have the page.
Yeah. You want to know why?
Yeah, I would like to know why. If you can explain to me, what does he want? The Torah. He doesn't want the Bible. He wants that thing that they have in Sabbath Hamikdash. He wants that. How does he know about it? What does he need it for? As Ahav said, he's going to give him everything. The whole country belongs to him. He's going to march into Israel right now from Syria. He's going to take control. He's going to take everybody as hostage, and he's going to take all the money and everything. He's going to take away. He said, it's not enough. I want the Torah. Why want the Torah? Now it's amazing. Before, when he sent the messengers and he asked that he wants to take the silver and the gold and the coins and everything, Ahav immediately answered, okay, come take it. Very, take it. Nothing. He didn't discuss it with anyone. He agreed. Now, when he wants the Torah, and the Navi says, Vayikra me sentence 7, Vayikra me nechazel chod zikni aret, he calls up the old people, Vayimah do not uru kirat v'mevakesh, this guy is only looking to make me in trouble, ki shalach elai, he sent me, Vayimah nashal levanay lai chasul zavi yomati meno. Then he asked to take my wife, and my children, and my money, and my gold, I said, okay. But now, he wants the Torah. What's going on? The Mona was killing with Moham, Adish Mona the Velo. Everybody said, don't listen. Big shot. Not a big shot. And before you let this guy threaten you. So they say, we didn't say, because they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. But this is, of course, the biggest embarrassment. They take the Luchot, the Torah, it's the biggest embarrassment. I mean, this is what's the biggest Chilul Hashem. Of course, but again, if you're going to discuss the matter with the old people and the nation, what did you discuss before? When he said he wants to calm down and take everybody hostage, we should have called an emergency meeting of the cabinet. And what do we know? Right away he agreed. Now he doesn't agree. Why? Now he doesn't agree. Okay, makes sense. But why did he agree before? Why didn't you call the people and ask them before? Shall we retreat? Shall we just, you know, raise the white flag and tell him, come inside, Mr. Azad? Or we should fight him?
How does he have the opportunity to even consider offering a Torah if he's not returned? I know he's there.
Right. It is a very good question, but we see later that he had a very good relationship with Melech Yehuda at the time. And they all knew that the first step is Shomron, the next step is Yerushalayim. And see, Yehoshaphat is the king right now, and he is in Mechutan with Ahav. Him and Malachev and Adad, so he calls up, Ahav calls up the messengers, and tell them, Imru, tell them that Imru, Adani HaMelech, Kola Shalachta, he calls him Adani HaMelech, you know Adani HaMelech, why you call him Adani HaMelech? Who is this guy? Azad, a murderer. He called him Adani HaMelech, where is the king afraid of him? Ahav is a very big king. So you can see how big he was. But nothing, he calls him Adani HaMelech, my master, why you call him my master? Why you give him any respect? Disregard him, the guy is crazy.
Why was he
fearful? I have no idea why he was fearful. And that's my question. This is the right question, before you arrive. Achad, the Gemara says, Achad, it's one of the kings, the Gemara says, Mashkul b'chipa. So you can see how many countries were underneath him. The Gemara said he ruled like Ahasuerus. The Gemara said like Shlomo HaMelech also. The Gemara said Shlomo HaMelech also ruled like himself. Like Nebuchadnezzar, the Gemara said Nebuchadnezzar. Ahasuerus and Achav.
Over 100 countries.
Over 200.
Over
200. Yeah. Hashem also was over 200. And it was 252, then he reduced it to 127. Right. He's fair. Why is so fearful of us? And he gives him so much respect. He says, Adonai HaMelech. What Adonai is not Adonai HaMelech? Yimach Shimcha. What do you mean Hitler? What are you afraid of him? So he says, Imru Adonai HaMelech Kula Shishata Adachar Shnaseh. And then he says, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, whatever you ask in the beginning, you know, my wife, my children, all my money, all my gold, all my silver, b'chavo, take it. What are you telling him to take it? And why didn't you discuss it with the people? Just call a nationwide election, who wants to know what to do. It says, like, you ask them about the Torah, I ask them about this, everybody agrees to give it to them. Let's know the secret before we continue. You know, it's Navi, it was written in Ruach HaKodesh, who cares about it? Okay, it's a history book, it's a Navi. Why should this not come about it? It's God and Navi, it's not Navi. Isn't what? For the future, right? What's the future? I mean now, it means the whoever goes to meet Assad. She goes to tell him, take everything. That is planning to do. That is planning to do, tell Assad, take everything.
Maybe his name is Omer.
Huh?
Maybe his name is Omer.
Doesn't say his name. Who is Omer? Oh, this guy in Assad. Assad Tom. But the Ba'adil Uchala thought, he says, that thing that you want me to give you the Torah, I cannot give you. But the rest I'll do. The messengers came back to Assad. They told him, he won't give you the Torah. But if Lach Elav Azad, the Yemesh says, the next messenger again, Koy Atuni Elohim Yechol Yatifa, I swear it, in my God, Yimach Shemo, Yim Yispok, Afar Shemon Nishalim. Lechol Ha'am Asher Elah, it means I'm coming, and I have so many people, and so many soldiers that are going to come to attack you, it's not going to be enough soil, sand, earth, in Shomron, for the shoes of my people. A threat. So all of a sudden, Ahav gets some energy, he becomes a hero. Vayah melech Yisrael vayomer dabru adik elech hogek mfatiach. He says, don't be so sure about this. All of a sudden, he got some energy. Before, he said, okay, come take me. Now he said, I'm going to attack you. He said, don't be so proud of yourself. Adit Halel Chogim Fadech means don't be so proud of yourself, the one that comes back from a war, like the guy is going to the war. He didn't win the war yet. Vayiki Shmoa et Adavar Hazeh, Vuh Shote, Vuh Amlachim Basukot, they were sitting in Sukkot, and they're drinking wine over there. Yom Lavadav Simu Vayasimu Alayir. And said, let's go. Put the siege on the city of Shomron. He's going to make a siege and capture Shomron. Perik Chaf, Melachim Aleph. הנה נביא אחד ניגש אל אחיו מלך ישראל, הנביא כמו מישהו אחיו מלך ישראל, זה גמרא עושה את מיכאי ובין ימלה, אני עושה את זה קמס תו אחיו, הם כבר אמר השם. That's a message from הקדוש ברוך הוא. ראית את כל המון הגדול הזה? You see all this big army. הנה את נביא אתך, היום אל דלת כי אני השם. I said, I'm going to give these people in your hand, you should know I am הקדוש ברוך הוא. Even though that אחיו was famous, worshipping עבודה זרה, here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu with mercy, since he was has the courage to answer. If he doesn't want to give the Torah, Hashem is going to show him a miracle. The Navi is coming towards him and tells him, listen, I have a message from Hashem to you, that don't worry, the organ will fall in your hand. It says, Achav asked him, who shall I take to win this war? It says, who is going to go to the attack?
Mm-hmm.
It says, the attack is going to some children of the states, the countries that Ahab ruled. He used to take the son of the king as a hostage, as a collateral, that king should not rebel against him. He used to be in the palace of Ahab. So the Navi says, you don't have to draft a big army. Just take those people. Take those boys. It's only about
232.
The guys from Mashiach. Huh? Yeah, could turn against it. Yeah, could be, yeah. But the Gemara says that even though Ahab used to worship Avodah Zarah, it's amazing. Ahab himself used to worship Avodah Zarah. All these people, they originally came from kingdoms and countries, used to worship Avodah Zarah, they all converted. They all converted because they saw Judaism in. It doesn't matter if the rabbi watching over the rabbi, but if they saw how they behave and the habits, they're all converted. So the Navi tells him, you take those boys, those boys are going to be the soldiers, the army, against who knows how many thousands, soon you're going to see how many people. Who is the chief of staff? You're the chief of staff. And the chief of staff, and how many people? Sentence 15 by Kuz Nariz Amiro, Yimatayim Ushnaim Ushloshim. 232 boys, I mean children of those countries that Ahab ruled. A powerful king. He ruled 232 nations, countries, and he's afraid of this guy Hadad. Ben Hadad. Are you afraid of him? Not only afraid of him, he's willing to give up everything for this crazy guy. There's no information if this guy was, you know, like Shimshon or somebody very big. Nothing. He took with him 32 countries. Big deal. Ahav is ruling 232 countries. The sentence 15 with your permission, I've quoted Nareth Aram Yadavim Batayim Shasham 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 Shasham
Shasham
Shasham Shasham Shasham Shasham Shasham
Shasham
Shasham Shasham Shasham Shasham Shasham Shasham Shasham Shasham Shasham Shasham
Shasham
Shasham Shasham It's Michal Ibn Imla, it's a question. You say. Michal Morashti, it's a question if it was Michal Ibn Imla or not, it's a question.
Avodah Zarah.
Avodah Zarah,
Hashem speak to him?
Hashem sent a Navi to speak to him.
Why?
Because over here he said that he's not going to give him the Torah. Since he had respect for the Torah, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him what we call a special treat. And Hashem sent this Navi, Michayu, his name is Michayu Ben Imla. That's Micha. The Rachamim said it's not the same one. The Rachamim said maybe, yes. Hey, Michayu Ben Imla. He was a Riyahu student. Then in 16, I assume that Sarayim, they went outside, but even on that, I'm sorry, in noontime, but even on that, she said, she called by Sukkot, and Rachim, she said, Melech, Ozeh, Oto. So in the meantime, he's drinking over there in the Sukkot, and then the 32 kings, by Yitzun, Aretz, Rachim, 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 they go outside and there are 232 boys, Vayishlach ben Hadad yigdilu lemor Hashem Shimon. The messenger came to Hadad, to ben Hadad, and said, listen, there are people coming out of the city, even though there is a siege, they're coming out. Ibn Shalom is making like a joke. Ibn Shalom Yatzau, if they come out they're going to give up, Tifsum Chaim, catch them alive. Ibn Chamah Yatzau, Chaim Tifsum, alive, catch them. He's playing with the rules, just making a joke, he's so sure about himself. Those are the ones, the children, that are leaving the city. Shomron, right away they killed whoever confronted them. When they came in front of them, they killed him on the spot. So there was such a loss in the war, the Syrians are running home, and they're running after him. They manay ben Adar ben Achav asus of Parashim, they're all running home. By the same Israel, by Yach, then Achav himself, he himself, he goes out. They have to do the Rachel, they come by Ram, from the Lord. That says, he hit them, it is no information. Send us 22 with your permission, they gash and Nabi Melech Israel, immediately that same prophet goes back to Ahab and says, I have another message for you. Em lo lechit chazak, go, be strong. Veda uret asher ta'aseh, I want you to prepare yourself. Ki l'tshuvat ha'shana melech haram ole alecha. You should know next year you have another war. The Syrians don't give up. The Avdei melech haram amru elav, the slaves told the king, Elohe, Eacharim, Elohim, if you want to know why we lost this war, because that war took place next to mountain. And Hashem is the God of the mountain. Ulam nirachem itam b'mishor, if you're going to fight with them in the valley, you think you want to win them, of course you're going to win them. The Dabar Azeh said, plus what we want to tell you, you should do what we tell you. Asher ha-melachim shum komo, those 32 kings, that they came along with you, just send them home. They're not good for us. They seem pachot after. Just please appoint officers. An officer wants to prove himself. And therefore he's going to fight very hard. And we're going to be, but the kings, they're taking it easy. So get new officers instead of the kings. And we'll start the war. But that's in Nelcha Chayil, Kachayil, Nofel Motach. The Sus Kasus, Vayich, 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 take as many as you could. Horses, chariots, and we're going to fight with them in the valley. You know, it's like, of course, we're going to win them, but Yishmael Kolam Yaskin and say, he's doing it. Maybe Shabbat Hashanah next year, Ben Adad decided he's going to draft everybody to attack Am Yisrael, Vayal, Afeka, Melchamayim Yisrael, he's going to attack Am Yisrael in Afeka. In Afeka. By his name, it says, Bakhtiru, 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 And since Am Yisrael had almost no soldiers, they standing in front of them like two goats.
But two goats. Just won the war, Rabbi.
Huh?
The young boys had just won the
right.
war.
Right. And now the next year.
No, what I'm saying is, if they had him on the run, obviously they lost.
Right.
He didn't pursue it once he realized that he now was stronger than that. He went up against them because they wanted the Sefer Torah.
Right.
Now he saw the Sefer Torah gave him the winning hand.
Right.
So they won.
I want to shut the tape before I say something.
Off the record,
I want to say something.
Okay.
It's special for you, the liver. The whole army is going just to be destroyed because they made fun of Hashem.
Yechanu
Elenocha. No, Hashem tells the king of Israel,
okay,
Ahab, that he is going to give in their hand the Syrian army, because the Syrians said that Hashem can only win in the mountain, not in the valley.
So they're all
going to
die.
All going to die. So you're going to see how they're going to die. ויחנו אלינו חכי לשיבת ימים, 7 days. אני מבקש לך לא לדבר. See how the way? Yeah, yeah. Okay,
close the door.
7 days, the waiting 7 days. So, on the 7th day, so Shabbat, the Gemara says, ותקרא במלחמה ויקוב נפרד רם 100,000 רגלי יום אחד. 100,000 one day wiped out. The winning. וינוסו הנותרים אפקה אל העיר, the rest of the army, running backwards, ותיפול החומה על 27,000 איש הנותרים, and they died. Can you imagine? They run to the city, and all of a sudden, the, you know, picking wall is falling. Picking, no? Falling on top, 27,000, boom! All of them dead. A little bit strange, very strange. A wall falls on 27,000 people, crash them, all the 27 in 1 minute. Nobody was allowed, wasn't able to run. And why Hashem is doing it? So they killed 100,000. So let them kill 127. So 100,000 they killed instantly. 27 running. 27 running into a wall. It's a trap. They stay next to the wall and the wall collapse on top of it. Sounds like New York City, you know. Yeah, but Shemashem said that.
And who killed the 100,000?
The Jewish, you know.
232 kids.
No, no, no.
And 7,000.
Right. That's it.
So 7,232 wiped out 100,000 in a flood.
Is that been the 6 day war?
Yeah.
No, no, no. Listen, I don't dispute it. He didn't need the army to do it.
So 27,000 people died by falling the wall on top of them. It's amazing. The wall of the city fell on top of them. It's amazing. It's only time in the Tanakh. No. Only time in Tanakh the wall falls on people and kills the people.
No.
Yeah. No. No killing. No killing. Nobody dies. Thanks. Huh?
That's a shit.
Something else.
War.
Yeah. Here he's talking about a real wall. A real wall that fell on people, and 27 people instantly died in 1 second.
Which city this was?
Africa.
Is it in Israel?
Israel. Yeah, Israel, sure.
Israel. Where is it?
Hmm. No, there's a place in Israel next to Tel Aviv, it's called Africa. No, this is in Shomron. This is in Shomron. This is next to Bechan. Bechan. If you go to Bechan over there, you can see the remnants of all this wall. When Adad Nas, so he himself, he was able to escape, and he runs back into a city, and he goes inside the room. And we did hear that the kings of Israel are very kind. Let's put sack on our hips, some ropes around our head. This is to show that we are really surrounding. Goes in front of him, maybe he'll let you live. ויחקרו סגים סכים במותניהם, they put sack on the hips, ורבנים בראשיהם, they put some ropes around the head, ויבואו אל מלך ישראל ויאמרו, עבדך בן הדד אמר תכין לנפשי, he says, now all of a sudden he is a slave, he says he wants to have his life. So אחיו, כן, נגיד, ויאמר, עודנו חי אחיהו. מה זה אחיך?
What's
your brother? It's Yimach Shimo, Hitler. Not even Kadim, Yimach Shimo. So he calls him a brother. The people over there that were standing by, you know, Hashu, they figure out what's going on. He already is calling this Yimach Shimo, they call him brother. They right away they came to a conclusion. They go, Achicha, Ben Adad. Your brother, Ben Adad, it's your brother, right? בעמק בואו קחו. So come bring him over here. So you're like, he fell in a trap and you called him my brother, and they took that opportunity and they said, it's your brother, remember your brother. So I have to hear my brother, so get my brother here. They say, Rav Ben Adad, Yaleo Ramel Kaba. So Achab was standing by some place, and Ben Adad was hiding in a room, and he came outside. So he takes him on the chariot. They have a discussion, and Yimach Shumo, Ben Adad says, the Arim Ashelakach Arim, my father took away from your father, Rashiv, Vechutzot Asimcha, Bedamasek, Bedamasek, Ashetan Amim Yishomro, Vani Bavet Ashalecha, Ashalcheka. I says, I'm going to make a business with you, we're going to have open borders. Sound familiar? Open borders. Yeah. So we're going to get back to Yerushalayim. Vayichot lo riva yishamheu, he said, make a treaty with him, he said, make home. Very nice. This Yerchal Yivnei HaNeviim, the same guy. Michal Yivnei Imla. אמר על ראהו בדבר השם הקנינה. He says, Leon Levi had a lot of students. One of the students, his name was Michal Yivnei Imla. He called up his friend also Levi. He says, Hashem told me to tell you, please hit me hard. Hit me hard. ומן האיש הכותו יצא דיום. Crazy, I'm going to hit you. היום הלא, סמיכל קלט עניין השור שמעת בכל השם, יניס אותו השם, הנך הולך מאיתי ויקחה אריה. He says, you just can live over here, and you see a lion is going to come, it's going to kill you. ולך מאיתו ומצא אריה ויקהו. The Gemara says, it means Navi tells you something, you may not have any questions about it. If a real Navi, if it's a fake one, it's a real Navi. Fine. The real Navi, because you Hashem told me to tell you, hit me, you have to hit him. So you didn't, the Gemara says, if somebody doesn't listen what Navi says, mitab bidei shamayim. Hashem is going to kill him. Because he tells him, you won't believe me, I'm telling you now. This was just a way out for him. I mean, he expected him to say, okay, I'll hit you. Then he would be saved. But he said, I'm not hitting you, you're not hitting me. I'm telling you, Hashem told me to tell you to hit me. So you don't listen to Hashem. The Gemara says, in Abid, and listen to Hashem, Hashem is going to punish him, Hashem is going to kill him. I said, this is the lion, it's going to come, it's going to kill you. At the same moment, he could have said, okay, I'm doing it. But he continued not to listen. So that's what happens if he dies. But this we'll talk about another time, what's the significance of it. V'imtzai yishacher, so the Navi goes someplace else and he finds another person, maybe not a Navi, but it's not a Navi, but he's like, please hit me. He hits me harder, and says, until I have blood in my face. V'elech ha-Navi dizga michal yivnim lah, that already Achav knew him from the foot before, he already spoke to Achav a few times, now, he goes to Achav, ויעמוד למלך על הדרך, he says, Achav is going to pass by, and he's standing by, ויתחפש באפר על עיניו. He also put some kind of makeup, some ashes on his face, that the king doesn't know who he is. Standing by, on the road, and the king passes by. ויהי המלך עובר, sentence 39, והוא צעק אל המלך, he's screaming to the king, ויאמר עבדך יצא בקרב למלחמה. He says, I was one of the 7,000 of the soldiers, והנה יצא. He says, a person passes by, ויבא אליי איש. A person brought me another man, ויאמר שמור את האיש הזה. He said, the hostage. He says, you better watch him. Please, אם יפקד, if you're going to just gonna lose him. It means the man is gonna run away. By kind of shechat tachat namsho, or kisa kesef tishkol. Either I'm gonna kill you, or you have to pay ransom. It's a fake story, of course. But he have the chaos saying hina vahina. I looked around. The man ran away for his life. So what should I do now? When Allah Melech Israel ke mishpatecha atacha ratta. What are you asking me? You said for yourself. You said the man told you if you're gonna lose that person, that hostage, you give up your life. Or you pay money. You yourself said the verdict, you yourself said the decision. That's the decision. What are you asking me? So immediately he writes the makeup that he had, the ashes, that the black thing that he had from his eyes, by a tour to Melech, then he recognized him on the spot. So Ahab looked at him and said, this is the prophet, this is Mr. Nechayu. He says, I know you, I said, you're right. I have a last message for you. Hashem said, Yan Shilakta Abish Khimim Yad, why did you make a treaty with this animal, Asad? It should have killed him. Baitan of Shekha Takat Ashur Am Khatakatam, you're gonna be dead and Am Israel Khatsu Shalom will die. He took it so seriously that he says, Vayelech Melech Yisrael al Beto, he went back home, Ahab, Sar v'Zaev v'Yavor Shomron, he goes home, he's very upset. And again, started the war, he won the war, with a message, or the blessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since he took this Ben-Hadad and made a treaty with him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the messenger to him, just forget about it. Just as to remind us something, the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu had no right to make a treaty with Abimelech. Remember? And because he made a treaty with Abimelech, the Gemara says seven in Rishon and seven Tzadikim.
Seven what?
Abraham Avinu getting seven sheep. Since he made a treaty with that animal Abimelech, seven Bet Mikdash will be destroyed. This is the Mishkan in Shiloh, the Mishkan in Nob, the Mishkan in Givon, the Mishkan in Gigon, Bet Mikdash Arishon, Bet Mikdash Shini, seven. And seven Tzadikim. Who are the seven?
He only says one when you say that.
Oh.
Rabbi Shimshon.
Shimshon is one, and Shaul and his three children. Shimshon, who else? Fine, two more. No. No, the Pishtim were killed. Hophni or Pinchas. The two children of Eli. So it's not business to make a treaty with a boy. No business.
Severe.
Severe. So the Gemara has a complaint about Abraham. They made this treaty with Abimelech. Right. Over here, maybe the same idea. But the Gemara Yerushalmi says, on the sentence, if you go back to sentence 28, the Gemara Yerushalmi says, "Vayigash Isha Elokim." This is when the second war is going to start. It says like this, sentence 28. Vayomer, Elimelech Israel, Vayomer. It says two Vayomer. Says the Gemara, why says two Vayomer? He tells him two things. He tells him one thing, I'm telling you that you're going to win the war. And one thing I'm telling you, kill him. Don't let him go. So it's worse than Abraham Avinu. It's not only...
Right.
Well, if you want to know the truth, it's coming up right now.
Who is this?
Totally. With your permission, if you have this Tanakh, Rafina, please, page. Tere Bereshit, please. Page
76.
Parashat Vayetze, please, with your permission.
What page?
Page 76 in the Tanakh.
Okay.
Right.
Do you know what? I just shot you.
Okay.
חשבתי הוא עשה עבודה רבה. חשבתי הוא עשה עבודה רבה.
הוא עוד איזה וואי של הרב מהדות.
הוא עשה.
מה אסור לו לעשות?
שברי. לא לעבור את הירדן.
אתה מכיר לך נכון.
אז לכן עכשיו מה יקרה? מה שעברו, מה יקרה?
תיבוא לחומה.
הרי. Why you say that in English now? Ari says, Lavan was the son of the king of Aram. The king of Aram was the 12. It is called Ben Hadad. Ben, it says his name is Ben. Tal Makshiv Boshan. Kurim lo Ben Hadad. Why it says Ben Hadad? What's your name? It says doesn't matter my name. I'm the son of Betuel. That he was the king of Syria. Aram is Syria. His son was Yaakov.
Yaakov.
You see in Agadah shel Pesach, Arami Oved Avi. And it says Lavan wanted to destroy completely Yaakov. Wanted to kill him, to destroy him completely. This is page 76. Okay. This is Perek Lamed Aleph. Parashat Vayetze. That Yaakov ran away. Yaakov ran away. So people came and told Lavan. If you look at sentence 22, Vayikach et Echav. Lavan takes his arm and his people to help him. Vayodav acharav derech shivat yamim. 7 days. 7 days took for Lavan to catch Yaakov. What does he want to do to him? He wants to kill him. Hashem comes over to Lavan, warns him, don't do it. Okay.
Hashem sent him on and he said, "Don't do it."
What's it? Please turn to page 78. Look what it says, Lavan, the second line. V'yan Lavan ben Yaakov, abanot bnotai, v'abanim banai. It says, your wives are mine. Your children are mine. Your wealth is mine. I said, that's what Ben-Hadad told Achav. He told him, Mister, everything I own. Yaakov said, you're right?
It's you?
Yeah, Yaakov is agreed.
Yaakov is the
Torah? Everything is yours. Achav said, okay, everything is yours. You're right. Come take everything. You own everything. That's what Yaakov agreed with Lavan. When Lavan said everything, but he wants to make a treaty with him. Lavan wants to make a treaty with him. And Yaakov takes stones. Sentence 46, 47. They're sitting down, eating over there on the wall. It says, this wall is a witness that you cannot come over that spot to make a war with me. This is sentence 52. Ed Agalaze, Edama Teva. This stone is the witness. If you're going to pass by, if you remember, Bilam passed that spot, and right. Rashi says Gadir Shel Choma, right? Rashi says Shel Avanim. It says the donkey squeezed Bilam's foot.
Oh, that's right.
Why? Because says the Gemara, says the Ari, that Bilam is Lavan. Either is his own Neshama or he Gilgul of Lavan. And says, you betrayed the treaty. You did not listen. It says, that's why the donkey took you and warned you. That's going to happen. What happened to the end? The end, they killed Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu killed Bilam. And says, this is the story that says this is what's going to be. This is Nabil can tell you the same thing. All the problems that we have with Syria, with Assad, go tell the guy, this is Mr. Lavan, this is Betuel, this is Betuel. So we are Yaakov Avinu, and says we have to handle him as a father-in-law. So the minute he attacks, says, but the minute he's against the Torah, then you have to kill him, like Bilam. And Bilam is against the Torah. That the Gemara says. The Beit HaMikdash
was a guy.
Huh?
It was a guy.
Who?
Lavan.
And Ben-Hadad also is a guy.
So why do we have to treat him like a father-in-law?
You don't have to.
He wasn't a father-in-law. Once the girls converted, they would know that he, they would know that
he had a good question. Excellent question. And that's what the Torah says. The Torah says that Yaakov treated him as a father-in-law. Even though he cheated him, and even though he was a goy, he worshipped Avodah Zarah. You're right.
Is that wrong?
Doesn't say anything. It was wrong. The opposite. The Gemara says this was something good that Yaakov did. So the king of Aram is Lavan. So therefore, that's the way he talks, and that's what Achav agrees. He says, your wife is mine, your money is mine. He says, yours. Well, now you want to take it, it's not an issue. But you're not allowed to come over here and fight with me. You come and fight with me, then Hashem will take care of it. Because your promise not to come here. So it's yours, but you cannot come and fight. You mean you're going to fight? I'll show you what it's going to be. He says, that wall is a witness. They're going to stand next to the wall, and 27,000 people will go instantly on the spot. The wall will follow them. He says, that's the wall, that's the witness that you're not allowed to come down here. So why did you come here with your soldiers? And this is why really the Navi comes, of course, because also Ahab is very respectful to the Gemara, says to the Torah, he says he doesn't want to give him the Torah. He says, why he wants the Torah? The Gemara says like this, a statement. The Gemara says a statement like this. It's a pasuk. In Hecha, Rehu Bakalach. The Gemara says, Rehu Bakalach. The Gemara says, when the Goyim came inside the Tamigdash, they ran inside the Tamigdash. Together with Nebuchadnezzar, when the nation Moab and Ammon, and they ran into the Torah to open up their hall, and they wanted to erase Lo Yabo Ammoni Umavi
B'Kadoshim. They knew it's there.
So this guy is Lavan, is Bilam. And so if you remember the story with Bilam, he is the Moab and Ammon. So he is why they want the Torah. Because in the Torah it says that he cannot mix, even though he's in Aram. But again, Bilam, he's also Erez Ne'amonikrolo. So he's sitting over there in Midian and Moab. So he says that's why he wants the Torah. He wants to erase that part in the Torah that people cannot intermarry with Am Israel. That's Achav doesn't want to give it to him. And this is maybe the reason, not for sure that's the reason, but again, it says the idea of what Hashem is so upset at Achav is, of course, the way it says that they embarrass HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it means that they don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like Bilam. It's like Lavan. They don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the punishment Hashem will give them, something similar to the punishment that Yaakov agreed with Lavan that he is not allowed to pass by for war, only for business. This is why it says over here that when he takes him on the chariot, he tells him, okay, I'm going to do business with you, you come here, you come there. He says, what does it mean? So Rashi says in Parashat Vayetze that the treaty was that Yaakov told Lavan, you may not come here, I'm not going to come over there, but only for war, but for business, I can come. So Rashi says, that's what it says over here in the Navi, when Achav picks him up, the Nadar, they put him on the chariot, and says to him, okay, you may come here, I'll come there, for business purposes. This is why he's telling him that, because that's exactly what Yaakov told Lavan. He says, I'm not allowed, Lavan told Yaakov also, I'm not allowed to come here, you're not allowed to come there, but just for war, for business, you know. It's a very nice story. Do you remember? Achi Atala Matana Jinam. He calls him when he calls him a brother. That's why he calls him a brother. Because Lavan called Yaakov Achi. זה כי אנשים אחים אנחנו, אבל אתה לחינם.
כמובן הוא קורא לו יד חי. חי מחן הדרך.
חרד, חי, זה עוד. יאללה, תפי זה. בדרי, תפי בדרי. זה תגדיר. It says everything is fine. It says it's true. According to the Yerushalmi, the prophet, Mirchai Benimna, told Ahab, you got to kill him. He didn't kill him. He didn't kill him. He didn't kill him. Hashem should finish it up by himself. Who? Oh? No. 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 You see, according to Talmud Yerushalmi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Navi to tell Ahab, you got to kill him. So he didn't kill him. So what's the whole story over here? The guy is dressing up and he's telling a guy, hit him, hit me, and then the king should not recognize me, and I'm going to tell a fake story to the king, and then I'll show my face, and I'll tell him, you see, this is what happened. You release this guy, it's going to happen to you. Like?
No, you're good.
Right. Says the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov. Huh? You know? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to punish a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to punish himself. Since Hashem has so much mercy. Says the Baal Shem Tov like this. It says after David HaMelech took Bathsheba, Nathan HaNavi to Moshe, he told him a story. Was a rich man, was a poor man. The rich man has a lot of sheep. The poor man has one sheep. One day the rich man has guests, and he goes over to the poor person and he steals his sheep and slaughters it. And David HaMelech is getting very upset. He says, what kind of business is this? So Nathan HaNavi says, what do you say? He says, kill him. So Nathan HaNavi says, it's you. As the Baal Shem Tov, as you tell him a story, tell him a story. Come over to him straight. He says, Daddy, what did you do? You took Bathsheba. Shame on you. Says the Baal Shem Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God of Mercy, wants the person to judge himself. Hashem takes the story and sends the guy and says, what do you say? What do you say? He says, oh, this man, this is a bad man. And he says, ah, that's you. So Hashem wanted to give David a chance. David says, well, it's not so simple. Says the Baal Shem Tov, let's call the man, let's ask him, what did you do? Why you took it? Maybe his sheep are sick, maybe they're not kosher, maybe they have other problems, maybe he's going to pay double, maybe he wants to do business with it. Says, because you said the mother to me, because the mother said, kill him, he said, this is your judgment for your own sin, but you took it. There's actually the same thing over here. Same thing over here, there's a Hashem wanted still Ahab to get out of it. Even though the Nabi said, you got to kill this guy Ben-Hadad, he says, since he wanted to embarrass HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted the Torah, he said HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot fight in the valleys, only the mountains. He says, but he disobeyed the Navi and command, and if you don't obey the Navi's command, it's called Mitah. It's called Mitah with the Shamayim. He says, somebody's going to kill you. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him the last chance. He sent him this guy. I said, the guy says to him, that something happened. What happened? I said, it happened like this. That the man came over to me and then told me I should watch this hostage, and if I wouldn't watch him, I have to pay with my life. Or I have to pay money. Give him a chance. And Ahab should have said, okay, give him the money! And that would be the end. Since he told him, you said it! And says, then he takes off his mask and says, oh, that's for you. But it's not the end. He's having another chance next week.
So, off the record.
Off the record.